In our series, Learn German with Radio Deutsche Welle.
Lern Deutsch bei der Deutschen Welle.
You can now hear
Deutsch, warum nicht?
German, why not? A radio language course by Herod Meser.
Hello and welcome back. Today you can hear Lesson 19, a report on the federal state of Saxony-Anhalt. It's one of the five new federal states in former East Germany which have been part of the Federal Republic of Germany since reunification in 1990. Saxony-Anhalt is a region of contrasts. There are the beautiful landscapes of the Harz Mountains, and the state has a rich cultural history, closely linked with the life and work of Martin Luther. But in recent years, the environment has been badly damaged by the chemical industry. These are the three aspects Andreas focuses on in his report. The lesson is called Saxony-Anhalt, Nature, Industry, Religion. Sachsen-Anhalt, Natur, Industrie, Religion. Andreas begins his journey in the Harz Mountains. The highest peak, the Brocken, which rises to 1,142 metres, is popular among hill walkers. Listen to what Andreas says about the Harz.
Wie man weiß, wandern die Deutschen gern. Ich übrigens auch. Deshalb bin ich in den Harz gefahren, um endlich auf den Brocken zu steigen. Hier, mitten im Harz, war nämlich die deutsch-deutsche Grenze. Von 1952 bis Ende 1989 konnte man nicht auf den Brocken gehen. Alles gesperrt. Aber diese Zeit ist ja vorbei.
What we've just heard was a famous German hiking song composed by a man called Wilhelm Müller, who was born in the city of Dessau in Saxony-Anhalt. Wilhelm Müller was very fond of hiking, wandern, as many Germans, including Andreas, still are today.
Wie man weiß, wandern die Deutschen gern. Ich übrigens auch.
Andreas has set off towards the wild countryside of the Harz Mountains. He wants to climb the Brocken, the legendary peak.
Deshalb bin ich in den Harz gefahren, um endlich auf den Brocken zu steigen.
Andreas says he's going to climb the Brocken at last, endlich, because during the East German era it was a restricted military zone. The inter-German border, die deutsch-deutsche Grenze, ran right through the Harz.
Hier, mitten im Harz, war nämlich die deutsch-deutsche Grenze.
From 1952 to 1989, people couldn't climb the mountain because it was gesperrt, which means access was restricted.
Von 1952 bis Ende 1989 konnte man nicht auf den Brocken gehen. Alles gesperrt.
As we said, Saxony-Anhalt is a region of contrasts. From the green Harz Mountains, Andreas moves on to the center of the chemical industry near Bitterfeld. The area became rich because of its natural resources. Salt, Salz, and brown coal, Braunkohle. Chemical producing plants were built here. Among other things, they made plastics, plastic, and fertilizers, Düngemittel. Listen to Andreas again.
Mm.
Nun fahre ich von Halle nach Bitterfeld. Der Boden hier ist sehr reich. Schon im Mittelalter wurde in Halle Salz abgebaut. Später kam der Abbau von Braunkohle dazu. Und heute? Obwohl ich die Fenster geschlossen habe, stinkt es. Noch 15 Kilometer bis Bitterfeld, aber man riecht schon die Chemieabgase. In und um Bitterfeld war das Chemiezentrum von Ostdeutschland. Plastik, Düngemittel, Kautschuk und anderes wurden hier hergestellt. 300.000 Menschen haben zu DDR-Zeiten hier gearbeitet. 1992 waren es nur noch 80.000. Aber die Chemieindustrie soll hier bleiben.
Andreas is on his way from Halle to Bitterfeld. He says the land here is very rich.
Der Boden hier ist sehr reich.
Halle was also known as the salt city. Even in the Middle Ages, im Mittelalter, salt was mined here.
Schon im Mittelalter wurde in Halle Salz abgebaut.
But energy was needed to dry out the salt. From the 19th century on, this energy was provided by brown coal, which was also mined here. Andreas says, later there was brown coal mining too.
Später kam der Abbau von Braunkohle dazu.
Even 15 kilometers outside Bitterfeld, you can still smell, riechen, the emissions from the chemical industry.
Noch 15 Kilometer bis Bitterfeld, aber man riecht schon die Chemieabgase.
Andreas mentions three of the many products manufactured in this region. Plastics, fertilizers and rubber.
Plastik, Düngemittel, Kautschuk und anderes wurden hier hergestellt.
Until the collapse of East Germany in 1989, 300,000 people were employed in the chemical industry. By 1992, their number had dropped to 80,000.
300.000 Menschen haben zu DDR-Zeiten hier gearbeitet. 1992 waren es nur noch 80.000.
There were two reasons why so many jobs were lost. Industrial production in former East Germany was inefficient, and the machinery was outmoded. But what's much worse is that the air, ground and water in this region are polluted. The toxic waste, Abfälle, produced by industry, was simply dumped on the earth or fed into rivers. Andreas continues his report.
Die Luft hier ist schlecht. Aber nicht nur die Luft, auch der Boden ist vergiftet. Vergiftet von den Abfällen. Die ließ man einfach liegen. Obst und Gemüse zum Beispiel, das hier angebaut wurde, war vergiftet. Die Menschen konnten es nicht mehr essen. Auch die Flüsse und Seen sind vergiftet. Und die Menschen wurden krank. In den letzten Jahren wurde die Luft wieder besser. Das Wasser ist schon klarer. Aber es wird noch lange dauern, bis man hier wieder gesund leben kann.
The air and the ground around Bitterfeld are full of harmful waste, which is contaminated, vergiftet.
Die Luft hier ist schlecht. Aber nicht nur die Luft, auch der Boden ist vergiftet.
As Andreas explains, the environment has been polluted by waste.
Vergiftet von den Abfällen.
The waste was either stored at large industrial plants or dumped into the pits created by open-cast mining. Andreas says they simply left the waste lying there.
Die ließ man einfach liegen.
So the waste got into the earth and then into the food cycle. Fruit and vegetables grown here were polluted.
Obst und Gemüse zum Beispiel, das hier angebaut wurde, war vergiftet. Die Menschen konnten es nicht mehr essen.
Other waste was simply fed into rivers and lakes, which made people ill.
Auch die Flüsse und Seen sind vergiftet, und die Menschen wurden krank.
The region around Bitterfeld is still an industrial area, but more care is now being taken to protect the environment. As Andreas says, in the past few years the air has improved and the water is clearer.
In den letzten Jahren wurde die Luft wieder besser. Das Wasser ist schon klarer.
But as Andreas adds, it will still take a long time before people can live healthy lives here.
Aber es wird noch lange dauern, bis man hier wieder gesund leben kann.
On the last stage of his journey, Andreas goes to Wittenberg. It was here in 1517 that Martin Luther posted his 95 Theses, his attack on ecclesiastical abuses, on the door of the castle church in Wittenberg. This marked the start of the Reformation, which changed religious life and brought about the 30 Years' War in the 17th century. Today, visitors to Wittenberg can see Luther's 95 Theses cast in bronze. In 1983, to mark Luther's 500th birthday, a symbolic and courageous act took place in Wittenberg. The motto of the East German peace movement was "Beat swords into plowshares." A sword, ein Schwert, is a deadly weapon, while plowshares, Pflugscharen, turn over the earth so that life-sustaining crops can be grown. On that evening in 1983, a blacksmith, ein Schmied from Wittenberg, well, listen to the story for yourselves. The following is an eyewitness report.
Wir feiern heute den 500. Geburtstag von Martin Luther. 3000 junge Leute sind hier vor der Lutherkirche. In der Mitte ist ein Feuer aus Kohle. Ein Schmied aus Wittenberg geht in die Mitte zu dem Feuer. Er hat ein Schwert in der Hand. Er hält es hoch. Jetzt legt er es ins Feuer. Das Schwert glüht. Der Schmied schlägt auf das Eisen ein.
Jeder braucht sein Brot, seinen Wein. Frieden ohne Krieg soll sein. Flugscharen werden aus Schwertern.
That was an excerpt from a historic occasion in 1983. 3,000 young people gathered outside the Martin Luther Church. In their midst was a coal fire.
In der Mitte ist ein Feuer aus Kohle.
A blacksmith began his work.
Ein Schmied aus Wittenberg geht in die Mitte zu dem Feuer.
The reporter says, he has a sword in his hand. He's holding it up high. Now he's placing it in the fire.
Er hat ein Schwert in der Hand. Er hält es hoch. Jetzt legt er es ins Feuer.
The sword begins to glow with heat.
Das Schwert glüht.
Now the blacksmith can begin beating the iron to change its shape.
Der Schmied schlägt auf das Eisen ein.
A woman says, everybody needs his own bread and wine. There should be peace without war. Swords are turned into plowshares.
Jeder braucht sein Brot, seinen Wein. Frieden ohne Krieg soll sein. Flugscharen werden aus Schwertern.
The protest movement, which was initiated by the Protestant Church, has kept the motto, "Beat swords into plowshares." During the East German era, the motto was printed on stickers, but people were forbidden to wear them. Well, that's all we have time for today from Saxony-Anhalt. In the next lesson, you can find out more about the Brocken Mountain. Join us if you can. Until then, it's goodbye for now.
You've been listening to our language course, Deutsch, warum nicht? A production of Radio Deutsche Welle in cooperation with the Goethe-Institut in Munich.